Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Doris Lessing, surely one of the world's most uncategorizable and prolific writers, died at the age of 94 yesterday in London. Being uncategorizable and prolific are qualities she was perhaps most proud of, more even than her Nobel Prize for Literature awarded in 2007, for a body of work that includes poems, stories, novels, essays, and some of the most imaginative science fiction ever written. Nicholas Pearson was Doris Lessing's editor at HarperCollins for years and says her long life witnessed a panorama of history reflected deeply in her work.
Of course, we're talking about somebody who was born in 1919 and very much shaped by that Great War, in that her father was physically ruined by that war, lost a leg. Her mother was mentally ruined by that war, but she was a nurse, but that war brought those two together. But it made actually for a very miserable childhood for Doris, which she wrote about. But that war was always hanging around in the background, if you like. And it's no surprise that her last book, Alfred and Emily, which was published a few years ago, I think her 53rd book, returned to that great theme. But of course, she published for 60 years and the world changed around her, and she foresaw much of how it did change.
Do you think the Great War pushed her to embrace the future in a way that many authors really don't go there? They'd prefer to be nostalgic, reflective about the present or the past. She was aggressive about the future.
She certainly wasn't nostalgic. I mean, that one can say that with absolute certainty. She wrote about her childhood memories extremely clearly. But of course, there was this whole other aspect to her writing, which was the science fiction, which I think, you know, she was most proud of. The critics over the years had some issues with it, but something she was extremely proud of.
What's it like to be her editor, for heaven's sakes?
I didn't really start working for her until she was in her mid-80s. But right to the very end, she remained incredibly curious about how the world was changing around her. Very interested in what the writers a couple of generations below her were doing. It was a big, big thrill for me. She came with a certain reputation, which you've touched on. But I... and she would hate to hear this, I found her completely delightful. She'd hate to hear it because she was ferociously unsentimental and endlessly generous. She was very occasionally mischievous. She'd like to know what the latest gossip was, always just wanted to understand the world in as many different ways as possible.
In terms of people who don't know Lessing's work, what would you say would be a recommendation of titles that would start people out to really understand the importance of her as a writer?
I think you've got to look at the first book, The Grass is Singing, a novel she brought to England in a suitcase in 1949 and was published a year later. That's where her writing journey began. It's a novel about Africa. She wrote marvelously about that continent. You have to read The Golden Notebook, of course, which at the time was rather neglected and the critics didn't care for it initially, but it's a handbook for a whole generation of women.
Well, she's certainly missed, and I can hear that in your voice as well. Nicholas Pearson, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
Nicholas Pearson is the editor for the late Doris Lessing at HarperCollins. We'll leave you with the voice of Doris Lessing on being awarded her 2007 Nobel Prize, yet again, uncategorizable.
There I am at the gate of heaven, and there's St. Peter jingling his nasty keys, and he's saying to you, Doris, you know that you're there simply because you are standing in for all the other writers who work so hard and who don't get prizes. Yes, sir, is my fantasy, of course. From what he says, you understand that heaven approves of all the things we like, democracy, proportional representation, fairness, kindness, all this, you see, it's not just, no, we are approved of by heaven.
This is The Takeaway.